In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Words matter. I understand that languages evolve, but when speech changes, especially old speech, we who are spiritual should stop and think. What have we gained? What have we lost? Many view gender-neutral speech to be a great change and benefit to our society, but we who have the mind of Christ and the heart of God should understand that we have lost something tremendously great. Adam was the first man. Adam's name means man. He is man. So God created Adam, man, from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And Adam became a living being. Dust became alive. God could have simply spoken Adam into existence as he did with all the other creatures and the rest of his creation, but he didn't. He carefully crafted and molded Adam, man, from dust with loving attention. And then he took a rib from man's side and created a beautiful woman, flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, not two but one. And so all come from Adam, even his own wife. He is the father of all. Man was the crowning jewel of God's creation. All God created was for man to use and to enjoy. To them, he said, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. This dominion over all creation was a gift given to all the children of men, both male and female, each in their proper vocation. And so we cannot reject the title man or mankind, for we are what our father Adam was. It confesses the order of creation, that we are all from one man, and God has given us dominion over all. But what was once our glory we now see is our eternal shame. Dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Yes, Eve, the woman, was deceived, but Adam was not deceived. His rebellion was not of ignorance, but he blatantly rejected the word of God to follow the word of the devil. He defied God outright, knew full well what he was doing, and ate. Death comes because he sinned. Pain and suffering come because man sinned. Frustrations, annoyances, discomforts, sicknesses, viruses, gossiping and arguing, wars and bloodshed, sleepless nights, lazy people, all evil and all wickedness come because man has sinned. And so the title man not only confesses the order of creation, but since the fall, it also now confesses our sinful flesh. Dust we are, and to dust we shall return because of our own wickedness and vileness. We have put our stamp of approval on Adam's sin by engaging in our own sins. The sinful flesh was passed down through man, through Adam, to all his children, both male and female. All are conceived and born in sin. It matters not how old an individual is, but they receive the sign of the cross, an ashen cross on their forehead to mark them as children of man. Sinners give birth to sinners. Flesh gives birth to flesh. Children are born only to suffer and die. Fallen man in his sinful state hates God and rebels against God. He wants nothing to do with him, and even if he could decide for God, he would not ever decide to go near him. Fallen man is quite content to live opposed to God, thinking his life is okay. He may be a fine moral individual, but without Christ, God's wrath still hangs over his head. And if you don't believe me, then just read the history books of the great men who did great things, or go to a cemetery and see all their strength and vigor return to dust, for from it they were taken. Their vigor is but a memory, their strength and glory is gone. Dust you are, and to dust you shall return. This is the fate of all men, of all Adam's children. So words matter. And since the fall, man is now destined to die. So we confess that we too are dusty creatures who must someday return back to dust because of our own sin. This is why we put ashes on our foreheads. We are man, crafted from dust and quickly returning back to dust because of our own sins. Our sins are clear. Our destiny in the grave is also clear. Soon that grave will enclose us, and for the soul that sins shall die. And after a few years, our coffin will be empty, for we will turn back to dust and ashes. There's no stopping it. There's no changing it. There's no vaccine for this. And it is our fault. This is what our wicked, rebellious flesh is. We are dusty creatures, wicked and opposed to God by nature, with no hope of salvation by ourselves. Death, then, for the fallen man is not a release from life's troubles, but it is the beginning of his eternal punishment in hell. So this, too, we also confess when we call ourselves man. But there is a second man. It is not Cain or Abel or Seth. He too is of the dust of the ground. He is our Lord Jesus Christ. So these ashes are made in a sign of a cross. For in the fullness of time, God made him the seed of the woman. And he took on a body of dirt and dust just as we have. God was made man. He has a body and a soul. He had needs and desires and emotions and feelings. He was not some superhuman type figure. But he needed his mother's warmth and Joseph's protection. He needed food and drink and sleep and rest. Yet his flesh was pure and holy, for he was not Joseph's child, but God was his father from eternity. And this second man, our Lord Jesus Christ, took on our flesh and blood to redeem us from our empty way of life. His love compelled him to lie in a manger and on a cross. By nature, we were objects of God's wrath, but Christ tore our sins from our hands and he carried them in our place. The Father is pleased that his Son has become the substitute for the entire world, and on him was laid the iniquity of us all. And the Father was pleased to pour out his wrath on Christ so that we might be spared. For that cup of suffering was not taken away from this second man, but he drank it all down to the very last dregs. He suffered. This man was crucified. This man died. This man was buried, for God had laid on him the iniquity of all men. And this man took up residence in our grave to sanctify our grave and turn it into a place of peaceful slumber. So in this second man, Jesus, we find reconciliation with God, peace, and the hope of eternal life. As in one man, Adam, all fell, so in one man, Jesus, all will be made alive. As all physical life comes from Adam, so eternal life comes only through the second Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is the way. He alone is the ladder that reaches up to heaven. And so this title man not only confesses our own sinful state, but now it also confesses that we are saved by the one man, Jesus Christ. In him we are a new creation, born of water and the Spirit, children of God and heirs of heaven. And so we make these ashes in the sign of a cross, but only for those who believe. So rend your heart and not your garments, God says. God is not impressed with your dirty foreheads. Boys are quite often dirty and no one is impressed by them. But let these ashes sink down to your very hearts. Repentance must come from the heart. Yet this too is the work of God. For it is he who has buried you with Christ through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, you too might be raised through those waters of holy baptism to live a new and glorious life. The old flesh no longer defines you. The old Adam no longer controls you. This is not who you are. No longer do you seek those sinful, rebellious ways of the fallen man. But you are a new creation, restored and renewed in Jesus Christ, created to be like him in true holiness and righteousness. You are what Jesus is, a son of God. And so you live as Jesus lived, in repentant faith and obedience in God. He took your place under the law and under God's wrath, so that you might stand with Christ as an heir of heaven. So words do matter. Language does evolve. Man is not the only title that we bear, but we cannot throw it out or be offended by it. For through man, we became sinners. And through the second man, Jesus, we are all saved from death, given heaven, and we are once again given dominion over all things on earth. We will reign with Christ forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.